This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. There is the whole idea of turnabout being fair play. And people comparing our current president and the guy he beat, Donald J. Trump, both have problems with classified documents. There's another Democrat who had problems with classified documents, and her name was Hillary Clinton. And you remember that? Andrew McCarthy does. He has a terrific piece, as usual, in National Review, where he talks about, okay, Republicans are not going to make it, comparing this new Biden scandal about classified documents to the Trump scandal about classified documents. That doesn't mean they're not going to try. But what McCarthy says is what Republicans should talk about is Hillary Clinton and how she got special treatment by the FBI. And basically, even though you could say that the email scandal ended up costing her the presidency, because remember in the last 10 days of the campaign, because of material found on Anthony Weiner's laptop, which that sounds dirty even to talk, say Anthony Weiner's laptop. No, you don't want to go there. Does everybody remember Anthony Weiner? I mean, is George Soros going to be the Anthony Weiner of 2023? George Santos. Thank you very much. No, George Soros is too old to qualify for any of that. This is extraordinary. The documents that were found for Biden, they appear to be about 10 of them. It is not boxes, and that's one of the differences. Biden used, after he left the vice presidency, but they were dated between 2013 and 2016, according to CNN. They included intelligence memos, national security memos, background briefing memos that cover areas from Iran, Ukraine, and the UK. They were under lock and key, apparently, but they were where they shouldn't have been, which was in the Biden Institute, where Andrew McCarthy makes the point that the Biden Institute was actually set up at the University of Pennsylvania, a school that Trump attended, by the way, and Biden didn't. He went to University of Delaware nearby. But at Penn, he has an Institute for the Study of Foreign Policy and National Security, and he had some of those documents there. They have already gone back to the National Archives where they belong, and Biden apparently has not condemned any of the investigations of what they found. He's basically forwarded that to them. Here is the report from CBS on the Biden documents. Listen. 1.2.
Three sources tell CBS News the classified documents were discovered in this building about a mile from the White House at the offices of the Penn Biden Center, a foreign policy research institute set up after President Biden left the vice presidency. According to a source familiar with the matter, the classified documents are small in number and were found in November in a box among unclassified material. Sources would not characterize how sensitive the documents are. Responding to requests from CBS News, the White House counsel said that on November 2nd of last year, before the midterm elections, lawyers for President Biden were cleaning out office space at the center. When they discovered the documents marked classified in a locked closet, they stopped the work and contacted the White House. White House lawyers then reached out to the National Archives, which is responsible for the records. The archives in turn contacted the Department of Justice. Attorney General Merrick Garland then tasked charged the U.S. attorney in Chicago, John Lausch, a Trump appointee, with determining what is in the documents and how they arrived at the Penn Biden Center. The FBI is also involved in the preliminary inquiry, which a source says is nearing its conclusion.
Okay, Steve Scalise, who is the number two guy in the House of Representatives. Remember, a lot of people thought he would be an alternative to Kevin McCarthy. But Steve Scalise commented on the discovery of classified documents and raised some of the questions that I think are quite natural. How could it be that it was so convenient that only at the very end of the election cycle, right before the election, which was on November 3rd, I think it was November 2nd that they actually found these documents. Just a coincidence. Here is Congressman Scalise, clip 4.
Discovery of Biden's classified documents. In the case of Mar-a-Lago, they were intentionally withheld, the classified documents, for more than a year, whereas with Biden's classified documents, those were voluntarily turned over. Did that make a difference in your
view? Well, first of all, do we really know that? For years, when Vice President Biden left office, it looks like he took classified documents with him, and he was very critical of President Trump. By the way, the only person that has the constitutional ability to declassify any documents is the President of the United States, not the Vice President. So if then Vice President Biden took classified documents with him and held them for years and criticized former President Trump during that same time that he had those classified documents, and only after it was uncovered did he turn them back, I wonder why the press isn't asking the same questions of him as Vice President taking classified documents that they were asking President Trump.
Well, of course, in Trump's case, the documents were uncovered by a search and a search warrant by the FBI. In Biden's case, apparently, it was his lawyers who found the documents and turned them in. Pete Aguilar of California, who was a number three guy in the new team for the Democrats in the House, he talked about the discovery of these documents back in President Biden's private office a couple of years ago, and actually a couple of months ago, because it's recent. Listen.
So the discovery of President Biden's classified documents been disclosed before the midterms?
Well, let's step back and talk about this for a minute, because, and I appreciate the question, this is Republican hypocrisy in its finest. When the former president had 320 documents found in his personal residence, they said that, quote, that will not be a priority. What President Biden did was disclose this to the archives, let law enforcement know. That is exactly the way that you should handle this. So we're going to support the fact that the president is following this established protocol, that he did the right thing, and see where we go from here. But we're not interested. Republicans aren't interested in having meaningful oversight. They're just interested in opposing this president.
Okay, when you talk about meaningful oversight, hasn't there been a far more aggressive view to getting to the bottom of the Trump document situation than not Biden, because the Biden thing is a minor thing, but the literally thousands of emails that were erased or that weren't found, the chaos surrounding Hillary Clinton, where the best James Comey did when he finally announced the FBI's judgment of Secretary Clinton was, well, she didn't handle it well. But it was hard. They had not found a criminal offense. They still haven't found any criminal offense for Ms. Clinton. It is a very, very clear aspect of the law that you don't take the top secret or even classified in any way documents with you to your home. And for Trump to do that with a great many thousands of documents after his presidency was at least the kind of mistake that it should be obvious for any American to see. We will be right back with more on this dispute and religious secrets, yes, secrets, of the new Congress. what aspect is representative and not representative of American trends. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Michael MedVet here for Washington Policy Center. Over a million kids were subjected to learning loss and emotional harms caused by prolonged school shutdowns in our state. Now, those kids are being passed through the system without the harms being addressed. What if parents could direct funding so that their children receive the extra tools or tutoring they need? What if parents could choose the school that best fit their child rather than a one-size-fits-all system? Fund students, not systems. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking of the U.S. Congress, which got so much attention, one of the things that was positive, and I do think there were aspects that were positive of the long, long ordeal that poor Kevin McCarthy went through before he could solidify his election as Speaker. And again, yes, it's the first time in 100 years it's been more than one ballot, and this was 15 ballots, and yes, people almost came to blows on the floor of the House at the very end of it. But there were a number of people, and some of them very impressive, some of them just strange, who got a great deal of attention. I mean, George Santos, not one of those people who will, I think, be remembered fondly in the history books. There's new indication that he is actually being looked at seriously by a number of nonpartisan organizations for campaign violations, which can end you in jail. If you haven't reported your funds accurately, if you haven't spent your funds accurately, if you are using your campaign funds that people have donated to help your campaign for your personal expenses, like paying your rent, or paying for your personal transportation. Now, of course, it's a fine line, because when you're a candidate, you could claim, well, everything is part of the campaign. But, again, he took in a great deal of money, and nobody still knows where it came from, because this is a guy who couldn't pay his rent. In any event, aside from George Santos, there is a new piece from the Pew Research Center, and they make the point that as it begins its 118th session, the U.S. Congress remains largely untouched by two trends that have long marked religious life in the United States. First of all, the decades-long decline in the share of Americans who identify as Christian. Now, make no mistake, the majority of Americans in every poll still identify as Christian. It's the way it has been since the country's beginning. But the percentage of people who identify as Christian is less than it has been. It has been as much as 80% recently, and now it's down to 60%. But in Congress, there are many more Christians, and particularly Protestant Christians. The other thing that's been a big factor in American life, and it's measured by all the polls, is more and more Americans, it's now about one out of five, say they have no religion. They don't identify with any religious tradition or creed or organization. Since 2007, which is not that long ago. You remember where you were in 2007? I mean, 2007 was the second to last year of the Bush administration. And it was not that long ago. In 2007, the share of Christians in the general population has dropped from 78% to its present level of 63%. Okay, but it's still close to two-thirds. Nearly 3 in 10 U.S. adults now say they are religiously unaffiliated, describing themselves as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular. That's up from 16% who, back in 2007, did not identify with a religion. But Christians still make up 88% of the voting members of the new 118th Congress, the Congress that was sworn in on January 3rd. And only, it wasn't sworn in on January 3rd on the House side. If you count the senators, they were sworn in on January 3rd. They had to wait for settling the speaker dispute. Only a few percentage points lower than the Christian share of Congress in the late 1970s. In other words, Congress hasn't changed. Why is that? Do you think people actually look closely at what the religious orientation of a given member of Congress is before you vote for him? I suspect that unless somebody used to be a Father Drinan, remember him? He was a very liberal member who was a Jesuit priest, and it was pretty obvious. He wore the Roman collar. He was Father Drynan. That was, and he was a member of Congress from Massachusetts. And it was pretty obvious you could tell he was a Catholic. But for most of the people in the House of Representatives, the list that they have indicates some of the increased variety in the Congress of the United States. The number of Baptists are 12.5% of Congress, but their percentage of the general population is about 12.5%. It's exactly the same and unchanged. There are now 303 Protestants in the new Congress, an increase of 6 from the previous Congress, and the first time in 4 sessions that the number has topped 300. That would go along with the Republican strength that they usually reflect among the Protestant population. For a long time, when people were dividing and looking at religious divisions the way people voted, it was Catholics who were the substantial swing group that could decide elections. And that Democrats who got a majority of Catholics would almost always win. Republicans who got a majority of Catholics would almost always win. It would determine which way the election went. And the divisions within the Catholic world had to do with people who were more likely to go to Mass every week were more likely to vote Republican, and that has to do with the pro-life issue and so much more. The idea in the new Congress, there are now nine Mormons, as there were previously, so that's 1.7% of the total. Pentecostal Christians, there are only 2 who identify that way. And what's fascinating is you have, among Buddhists, you have a 0.4%. There are only 2 Buddhists who are in the Congress of the United States. There are 3 Muslims. That would be Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Representative Carson from Indiana, who's a convert to Islam. There is one member of Congress who identifies as unaffiliated, and 2 who identify as Hindu. Is there anything surprising or worrisome about this? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you have the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cal- Californians are spending another day in the dark as storms continue to pound that state. More than 200,000 residents are without power, much of the state under evacuation orders and flood watches.
It was rising quick. In my experience, the fastest I've seen it rise.
That caught people that have been here 50 years, caught them unprepared.
So far, 14 people have died in those California storms, and the central part of the state has seen 17 inches of rain. A new report from CNN claims that the classified documents found in President Biden's Washington think tank office included intelligence memos. The documents from Biden's time as vice president also contain briefing materials on countries including Ukraine and Russia. Higher interest rates are coming. Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman says she expects the central bank to continue raising interest rates to slow inflation. Bowman is hopeful those higher rates will bring inflation down to its 2% goal. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show, there is a new investment opportunity through our crowd, which is called Quidnet Energy. It's underground storage for low emission power. It's a patented energy storage technology that uses the earth as a mechanical battery to store energy as pressurized water beneath the ground. It smooths rapidly fluctuating net loads of wind, solar, intermittent renewables at lower cost than other long-duration energy storage technologies. That's one of the problems with wind and solar and other new technologies that they're developing, is what do you do to store the energy that you're going to need? This is a Texas-based company, which is where the investment is being supervised by our crowd in Jerusalem, Israel, and it leverages existing oil and gas industry supply chain and drilling systems with multi-billion dollar annual deployment capacity. The $30 million first deployment contract was signed with CPS, the largest U.S. public utility. You can read about this, and it's fascinating. And it's very encouraging. It's one of those bits of economic news that should make you feel very good and very hopeful about the United States. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Our Crowd, and you can sign up for absolutely free, no obligation, for all kinds of information about opportunities like this in this crowdsourcing in investment structure. Go to Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. The Congress is vastly more Christian and vastly more Protestant than the total in the United States. Among the percentage of U.S. adults today, 40% are Protestant. 57% of the members of Congress are Protestant. Among people who generally describe themselves as Christian, 63% of all Americans are Christian, and 88% of the members of Congress are Christian. Does this indicate that there is bigotry against other forms of religion? You could say that the one group that is most wildly underrepresented is people who describe themselves as unaffiliated. 29% of all Americans describe themselves as unaffiliated. There's one member of Congress who does. And what that shows, it seems to me, is fascinating. Because generally, if there's something about you that is going to make you unpopular, then you very rarely will affirm that. And the fact that so many people feel it necessary to identify themselves as various religions, including Unitarian Universalist, Humanist, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Jewish, there are 33 members of Congress, that's the Senate and the House, who are Jewish. There is now one member, for the first time, of the House who describes herself as Messianic Jewish, though she also describes herself as Christian. Which, by definition, if you're a Messianic Jew, you're a Christian because you're a follower of Jesus. But the Messianic Jewish member is Anna Paulina Luna, who was one of those holdout members of the Freedom Caucus, and former, by the way, swimsuit model. She really was, and she again is considered a bright spot, rising young congresswoman from Florida. In any event, and she's also a member of the Hispanic Caucus because her mother was of Mexican heritage. In any event, all of this is fascinating in terms of showing some of the diversity in America. And the fact that for people who are seeking public approval, it is still not a particular help to disregard religion. People generally have a positive view of the influence of religion on various individuals. And you see that sometimes with unexpected success from major motion pictures. There was a wildly controversial film a couple of years ago, which I actually thought was a serious work of art. I'm talking about Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ. We were talking yesterday about Mel Gibson, who just got bounced as a Mardi Gras parade marshal. And he had been chosen by the crew of Endymion, which spends $8 million on 80 floats, and they have like 3,000 people who are marching for them. They had selected Mel Gibson as one of the two parade grand marshals because he still has a successful movie career. He did recently with Hacksaw Ridge, was Oscar nominated. They got apparently threats. And I don't know who sent the threats, but threats of violence and more if Mel Gibson appeared in the parade. And look, Mel Gibson has had a lot of embarrassments in his personal life and drunk driving and then making anti-Semitic remarks to the arresting officer when you've been pulled over in DUI, which is something that Mel Gibson did. Not good. There were problems with an ex-girlfriend, not good. But the idea with all of the people in Hollywood, the idea that he would actually be bounced from the parade and would not get to be the Grand Marshal of the Mardi Gras parade down in New Orleans. It's kind of shocking. The other guy who is going to be Grand Marshal is the Willie Fritz, who is the head coach who revitalized Tulane University's struggling football team. It's a terrible thing to find people who are considered simply too dangerous, and yet the word about Mel Gibson is he's planning, and again, this has not been confirmed, but that he was planning to make a film about the Rothschilds. This is not a good idea, and this is not encouraging. And again, the Rothschilds being having been celebrated in previous Hollywood films, they was a very back in the 1930s. They made a film about the Rothschilds and the family history and how they came from, I believe it was in Frankfurt originally, a Jewish ghetto where literally Jews were not allowed to come out of the ghetto at night, and became a very successful family, obviously. So, however, they are also very prominent in all the conspiracy theories that people put forward about Jewish people. And I think it'd be great if Mel did make a Jewish movie. He had been talking at one point, and I even spoke to him about it, about making a movie about the Maccabees, behind the story of Hanukkah, which, again, has never really been done. And that might be incredibly cool, but I thought even better. I've been reading recently a wonderful book that we will talk about on the air about the true story of Theodor Herzl, who was the first individual who died very prematurely at age 44. But in 7 years, he was able to build the entire Zionist movement. And if Mel wants to get away from the idea that he is some kind of version of Ye, and a more conservative Catholic version of Ye, something like that, probably a better idea than a film about the Rothschilds. We will be right back about a new candidate for Senate. On the Democratic side, replacing another Democrat. Which one, who, where? We'll talk about it.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, we have two different emails that have come in, both challenging, and one of them is from Russell, and where is Russell? We don't. He doesn't say where he's from, but Russell knows where he's from, and he said, "Hello, Michael, I've listened to your show for years and bought several books, thank you, and history shows, thank you. You mentioned the broken immigration system and the need for comprehensive reform. I have read USC Title IX, ugh. What specifically would you change? Why not just enforce the current law? Thank you. Looking forward to a response." Because the current law is, first of all, it's unenforceable. And you could see that even in the Trump administration, certainly the flow of immigrants across the border wasn't as high as it is right now. But it was high. It was higher in the last 2 years of Trump than in the last 2 years of Obama. And it wasn't because Trump didn't want to stop illegal immigration. It unfortunately is not so easy to enforce the law. And I'll tell you why. Because what you're talking about here is about half the illegal immigrants in the country now, and they estimate there are 12 million, maybe 13 million now, that half of them are people who are visa overstayers. They're people who came to the United States legally, and but on sometimes student visas and other things, but then didn't leave when they were supposed to. And when you're talking about the average illegal immigrant has been in the country for more than 10 years, and one of the things about that needs to be fixed is to focus, I mean, like the proverbial laser beam, on that group of people. And yes, there are illegal immigrants who are involved in gangs, who are involved in criminality, who are involved in cheating by getting public assistance benefits that they're not entitled to because they're not here legally. And to focus on those people instead of, oh, I remember there's stories like this, and they're omnipresent, and they're very disturbing. There was a woman who had been in this country for over 20 years. Her children were American-born, so they're citizens. And she was going to her daughter's sixth-grade graduation. And she was arrested at the sixth-grade graduation. This is here in Seattle. And taken down to a detention center. And to concentrate on people who, that this is a lady who had never been unemployed, she had never been on welfare, she was trying to live like an ordinary American, and there's no basis for it. And I know, and people say, well, they should make a law that says that if you go home and you go back to Guatemala or El Salvador or Mexico or go back to Taiwan or to Indonesia or wherever you're from, because the fastest growing group of illegals are people who are here from Asia. And the idea of it simply enforcing the law and giving the maximum penalty and investing the money in deportation, that's a broken system. And what you have in discouraging the right people and not giving all of the law enforcement attention should be on people like the criminal gangs that are responsible for not most, not even for much, but too much of criminal activity that we have in this country. So that would be one of those things. And also, obviously, I was a supporter of the DREAM Act. If someone has been brought here as a child and never made a choice, I mean, you're talking about this six-year-old who shot the teacher. If you were three and your parents brought you here to the United States of America and you've gone only to American schools and you speak only English, you often don't speak Spanish or anything else, and if basically your record is clean, you have been paying taxes, you may have graduated from university, of the dreamers, the people who were brought here as children, a very high percentage were actually people who went beyond high school or certainly graduated from high school. And that is, it seems to me, one of those areas where there has to be some path other than leaving the country. And right now, there's not. For people who have worked here for 10, 20, 30 years, there's no way you can apply to go through the naturalization process, not an instant amnesty, not an instant forgiveness, but a process that you go through, like my grandparents all went through, of actually working to become a naturalized citizen. And Herman in Hawaii says, should the child be charged as an adult? Is this an act of pure evil? What was God thinking? Maybe we shouldn't teach math to kids who aren't good at math. Why does this occur in America? And unfortunately, it occurs in America because why in America? First of all, it occurs elsewhere. I mean, there is no nation in the world that doesn't have incidents of school shootings. 6-year-olds would be very rare. There actually have only been, the New York Times reports, 16 of school killings that have occurred with gunmen below the age of 10. And when you ask about being charged as an adult, Herman, I'm really not at all sure you can do that. Should the child be charged as an adult? Certainly not. Should the parents possibly be charged and bear responsibility for allowing a gun that was loaded? Because it's doubtful the 6-year-old loaded the gun himself, and nor was this premeditated. When you're 6 years old, you don't have the capability to premeditate. And then there's this. Keith, and I don't know where Keith is calling, writing in from, he says, how about the Supreme Court's disproportionate religious affiliation? Once upon a time, before Justice Breyer retired, there were three Jewish members of the Supreme Court, three out of nine. Now there are two. Elena Kagan is Jewish, but he might also be thinking about the disproportionate Catholic affiliation, because I believe that all the justices affiliate Catholic, other than Ketanji Brown Jackson, or Jewish, that there are no Protestant members of the court. And people explain that because a lot, both Judaism and Catholicism, more than Protestant Christianity, have what people sometimes stigmatize as a legalistic tradition. There's a great deal of religious law and study in law, and that's why there are some very fine Catholic law schools. There's Cardozo Law School at Yeshiva University that Jewish people follow. Jewish people generally, because of the emphasis on Jewish law and understanding it and interpreting it, Jewish people are way overrepresented because there are only 2% of us, and among the legal profession, it's much higher. So if that's what you're asking about, the few didn't bother to do a study on the nine members of the court. And again, so many members of the court, including past justices, like the great Justice Scalia, was a really devout and serious Catholic and father of nine, and a profound Catholic scholar. And I was just reading about Louis Dembas Brandeis, and who was the first Jewish member of the Supreme Court, who was also an outstanding justice with a America-loving and conservative soul. And also, by the way, a pioneering Zionist with the dream of the Jewish people returning to our ancient homeland. Somebody else who is a brilliant guy and not noted to be an outspoken advocate of anything except common sense economics. He is the CEO and the chairman of the board of the Forbes Media. His name is Steve Forbes. He'll talk about, do we really need to worry about not raising the debt ceiling, or would that be a catastrophe for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.